We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And there are St. Patrick's Day activities tonight, tomorrow, and then Sunday is the big Metairie St. Patrick's Day Parade, Severn and Metairie Road. You know, it's going to be chilly, and when we looked on the calendar and we saw that Mardi Gras was late and St. Patrick's Day is, well, St. Patrick's Day is the same time every year, but, you know, you expect both of these to be kind of warm when they happen this late, when they're in March. And it looks like we're going to have a cold St. Patrick's Day after having a very chilly Mardi Gras. I'm Scoot. Earlier today on WWL, we heard LSU lead most of the game, and with about, I think it was 6:05 left in the game, Florida took the lead for the first time, 58-57, and LSU is booted from the SEC tournament, losing to Florida 76-73. Some major mistakes were made. Obviously, LSU missed their coach, Will Wade. I'm getting some texts from people who are actually blaming the media for Will Wade not being there. And this seems to be the default position that a lot of people take in America today. Blame the media. If something happens in politics, blame the media. If something happens in sports, blame the media. I don't understand how the media is to blame for what Will Wade allegedly did. And the decision was made that because it was such a serious, serious allegation, that he would be removed from the LSU bench. If you do want to join us with a comment about that, our number is 260-1870 and our text is 870-870. Also, we'll be talking about the slaughter at the mosque in New Zealand. 49 people killed in another hateful terrorist attack. Also, President Trump has just signed his first veto. And it's a veto of the bill that was to prevent the president from using his powers to declare a national emergency so he could take money to build the wall. And 12 Republicans in the Senate broke with the president and other Republicans, and the president is really kind of calling them out right now. You'll hear more about this later tonight, but the president referred to that resolution taking away his power to do this as a reckless resolution. A tremendous national crisis exists at the border. And once again, he's reading from a script for the most part, but he's again talking about the thousands and thousands of people pouring across the border and that we have a national crisis that we have rarely had before, this national emergency at the border. And so the president had two defeats yesterday in the House, run by Democrats, a vote of 420-0 to make Mueller's FBI investigation, to make all of that available to the public. So there was no vote against that. And so all the Republicans in the House of Representatives voted to make the Mueller report public. And then also the same day, 12 Republicans break, and with a vote of 59 to 41, I think was the vote. So it was almost veto-proof, but not quite. But still, a lot of Republicans went against the president and many other Republicans when they voted to take away the president's power to declare a national emergency. And a lot of people believe that this sets up a really dangerous precedent for the future. So it's Free for All Friday. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon about any of this or anything we're talking about, our number is 260-1870. And our text is 870-870. And from New Orleans, Eddie, welcome to WWL. Good afternoon, Eddie.
Oh, good afternoon, Scoot. How you feeling, man?
I'm good. I'm still in my apartment doing the show, but I'm on the air and I'm doing good.
Did you make a script out before you started your show just to have like a lineup of things to talk about, like a script to talk about for your show?
Sometimes I do, yeah.
I was just making sure, you know, a lot of people follow scripts whenever they have something to say to somebody. Not trying to defend whatever Trump, the president does. I don't know much about this event in New Zealand, but it's sad that it seems like it's going to be used to, I guess, vilify the supporters of the president. I mean, it seems like it's kind of like the rinse and repeat how it goes, and it's going to be used to ensure more censorship of what people are trying to say who support the president, that they think all these investigations are unfair because they're targeting Trump and his people, and they're not looking at any of the Democrats who seem to be into nefarious activities. Seems like the same thing going over and over and over again. And you know,
what would you say to the Republicans that voted to make the Mueller probe information available to the public? What would you say to them?
I don't know. I would say to everybody that, you know, the Republicans and Democrats, nobody liked Trump to begin with. So I think people should keep that in the back of their heads. And he was, you know, an anti-establishment figure from the get-go. And we all knew it wasn't going to be an easy ride. But
I don't see how you can say nobody liked him. There were a lot of people who liked him. The media loved him in the beginning. The media gave him so much attention in the beginning. Don't you remember the criticism that the media was helping President Trump or Donald Trump because they were giving him so much free publicity?
I know. Well, who can actually predict what coverage the media gives is going to do? You know, some people think, you know, at the top of these organizations, somebody is like, you know, calling the shots, and maybe that's true. But, you know, maybe they're just bad at dictating which way they want things to go, or maybe they're good at it. I mean, who knows? It's a complete crap show, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say it another way and make it an alliteration, a blank show, but we can't say that on the radio. Eddie, I would agree with you that it is a stretch. It is a stretch to directly blame President Trump for something like the terror attack at this mosque in New Zealand. But, you know, I don't know which comes first, and this is certainly something that can be discussed. President Trump, I don't think that he has created it as much as he reflects a degree of hate that has risen to a certain level, a higher level in this country, and a higher level around the world than has existed in a long time.
Those reflections are coming from the media that we were just talking about, and they pick and choose what they want to repeat over and over and over and over again. For example, when Trump said, grab her by the whatever, okay, he said that on a hot mic to Billy Bush 10 years ago. Now, did the media have to take that soundbite and replay it over and over and over? Did the Hillary Clinton campaign have to use it in a commercial and repeat it over and over and over and over?
Of course they did. Because, I mean, that's politics.
The media is to blame to some extent. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Eddie.
The media is to blame to some extent, and, you know, the people in the country would like to see some reflection of these people in the media that are reflecting the reflection.
Well, that's exactly what happens every day with ratings. I mean, it is the public that determines what media works and what media doesn't work. And there's plenty of conservative media out there now, with Fox News dominating the cable news channels, with Limbaugh and with Hannity and with all of the minions that have followed them. I mean, there are people in this business. And look, I'm in this business, Eddie, and so I know this.
Oh, yeah.
There are people who sacrifice their personal beliefs to some degree to follow what they think is the right game plan for being on the air as a conservative.
And we can't lose sight of the fact that there are some cooked stats when it comes to social media in terms of what is trending. We can't lose sight of that. We can't think that all of these trending topics are absolutely organic, because when we come to find out more and more every day, they absolutely are
not. But Eddie, I have to get to a break. I love this conversation with you. This is a great conversation. But you can put any trend out there, but it's not going to catch on if people don't support it. It's people supporting the trends and making the trends go viral that dictates what people are talking about and what people want to talk about. And it's so easy for those same people to want to turn around and blame the media when they collectively are the ones determining what the media talks about. If you're on hold, hang on. Our number is 260-1870, text 870-870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. It's so true. It is the audience that determines what the news covers, and I love that conversation because, frankly, I don't think it's discussed enough in the media. I've got a text here that is saying that I'm wrong, that it is not the majority that drives the media. It's the controversial, the malcontents, and just time to wake up. I don't believe I said the majority. I believe I said it is collectively the audience. That doesn't necessarily mean the majority, because as I've said so many times on this show, the majority of this country is not far right or far left. The majority of this country is either independents, libertarians, or Republicans that are moderate, or Democrats that are moderate. And this is the group that doesn't get that much attention because this group has been silent up to this point. And I like to think that this show is at least a step in the direction of bringing bringing a venue where we can show that this can be a very vocal group that has definite opinions on the topics. And that just because you're not right or left in the true sense of right or left doesn't mean you don't have opinions. You know, we're really the larger group that runs the country. We've got a lot to talk about in the time that we have left. President Trump has signed his first veto today, calling the resolution to take away his power to declare a national emergency to get money for his wall, calling it a reckless resolution. Also, 49 people killed at a shooting at a mosque in New Zealand. I was really tied up this morning. Sadly, I went to a funeral this morning. Greg Cialino passed away, and obviously many of my listeners who were there know Greg Cialino. He is a part of my extended family, and I was at his viewing and funeral earlier today at St. Anne's Church in Metairie. So I missed a lot of this developing story, and then came home and was paying attention to the LSU game because I was coming on right after that. So I'll get more caught up on exactly what happened in New Zealand. But let's remember that New Zealand is, you know, overwhelmingly a white nation, and there are going to be groups in places like that feel like this is the moment in time to have their voice heard, to say what they want to say, whether it's with words or with bullets. From St. Rose, Eddie, you're on WWL.
Yes. The previous Eddie, to me, is everything that's wrong with America. He's so biased that he can't even think straight. Let's think about how we got to where we are today. Trump ran around the country saying he's going to build a wall and Mexico was going to pay for it. So let's start there. How come Mexico is not paying for it? Now, since Mexico is not going to pay for it, he had to get his propaganda machine rolling and make it seem like all these brown people are coming across the border committing all of these heinous crimes. That's the crime right there. What he's doing is criminal. And I really think it's sad that so many Americans are falling for his rhetoric. It absolutely burns me up to see that people are that gullible. The same Eddie is the same person who would tell you AOC was a stripper, the same person who would tell you that Obama was born in Kenya, and he just believes all the propaganda, and I find that frightening. And I think America is in a crisis because of this false media coverage.
Well, I think, you know, what is false is the news that is presented. It's not false to those who want to believe it, even though it's false news and literally fake news. If it is believed by enough people, then there's a problem. And there certainly is a real problem with people believing what they want to believe as opposed to believing what is true.
Absolutely. And I personally find it frightening because where will it end? I mean, it's just, I listen to people and I try to be non-biased, and I don't agree with you, Stuart, all the time. As a black person, sometimes you say things that make my blood boil, but you could never understand because you never walked in my market.
So and I do admit that.
With you.
I do admit that.
Right. And I have to be patient and not get to a point where I have animus towards you. It's some things that I'll go through in my life that you'll never understand, and it's some things that you'll go through in your life that I'll never understand. So I accept
that as a human being. That right there is the one thing that prevents us from really having an honest conversation about race relations in this country, or even about politics, is and I appreciate the call, Eddie. I'm going to get to news here in just a moment. But look, we have to admit that we don't totally understand each other, and we have to do a better job trying to at least appreciate somebody else's point of view. Let me mention that in the Shooter's Manifest at the terror attack in New Zealand, the mosque, in his manifesto, he gave praise to President Donald Trump as a symbol of renewed white identity and common purpose, and address the grievances about the left marching through the institutions. So this is, I'm going to comment more on this on the other side. Is President Trump to blame? I don't think so, and I'll explain that when we come back. If you're on hold, hang on. Yeah, it's really what the buzz is. And who creates the buzz? Well, it's easy to say the media creates the buzz. The media can start something, but it doesn't become the buzz until people support it and take off with it. And by the way, here's a song that goes back to the soundtrack from Jesus Christ Superstar. There is a report that social media outlets are trying to remove all of the videos of the terror attack in New Zealand. 49 people are dead. They were attending services. I mean, this is as cowardly as an act of violence gets. People attending a religious service, like Dylan Roof in South Carolina, like the suspect who went into a mosque, people celebrating, worshiping. You kill them then. That's the lowest of the low. So the Shooter's Manifesto praised President Trump as a symbol of renewed white identity and common purpose. There is little doubt in my mind and the minds of many, that President Trump has not denounced white supremacy and white nationalism to the degree that I think it's necessary. But I don't think it's fair to blame President Trump for this. It's not fair to blame President Trump for the mosque terror attack in New Zealand, or for any terror attack, or white racism. President Trump has come along at a time when people seem to be so frustrated that they're losing their identity as white people, that they're looking for ways to say, this is who we are. And I think it's more a case of President Trump's demeanor and his words and his presidency. He's very cautious when he talks about white nationalism and white supremacists. He doesn't actually endorse it. I don't think he denounces it as loudly as he could. That's my opinion. But to blame him for this is wrong. You know, somebody can do something in the name of somebody else. For example, David Duke said he was voting for President Trump. David Duke supported President Trump. And so people said on the left and among Democrats, people said, well, you see, Donald Trump's a white supremacist because David Duke supported him. No, Donald Trump doesn't have any support, any decision to make over whether David Duke supports him. That was David Duke's decision. And David Duke assigned his support to Donald Trump. Now, he was kind of slow in the beginning of denouncing this. And so that leads to some skepticism about his true heart. But the point is, you know, you can do something in the name of somebody, but that doesn't mean that person is necessarily to blame. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, our number is 260-1870, and our text is 870-870. Here's a text that says, all Trump haters can go straight to hell. Okay, well, that's kind of interesting, because there are those who believe that all Trump supporters should go straight to hell. And, you know, isn't it interesting that evangelicals and many conservatives, not all, but many conservatives have announced that the Republican Party is no longer the party of morality, that morality no longer matters, because if it mattered, then much of what President Trump has talked about and done would matter, but it doesn't matter. So I think we've reached an official point in time when the Republican Party can no longer claim to be the party of morality. I'm Scooch. We'll be right back on WWL. You know, I'm really not that happy with the direction that America and the world are headed right now, and I don't know what's going to change it. We're talking about President Trump signing his first veto. This was vetoing a bill passed by the Senate, which is owned by Republicans, as you know, that would have stopped the president from declaring a national emergency to get money to build the wall. We're also talking about 49 people killed in terrorist attacks while worshiping at mosques in New Zealand. Here's a text that says, would you say the Democrats are the party of morality? They want to kill babies. It doesn't matter what the Democrats, first of all, that's not what the Democrats believe. And that is a very distorted, self-serving view of Democrats. In the same way that I defend Democrats, I also defend Republicans. And a lot of people have a distorted view of Republicans in general. But regardless, the Republican Party has been the party of morality. And they can no longer claim that because they don't seem to care. Again, there's enough support for President Trump and not enough denouncement of character. The same people who judge President Clinton's character during the Monica Lewinsky scandal are not questioning President Trump's character. So we're talking about hypocrisy, if nothing else. And, you know, until that ends, we're not going to get better as a nation. So we've got a lot to talk about. This conversation, I have a feeling, is going to spill over into our show Monday afternoon. Also, I saw the play Hamilton this week at the Sanger, and it was powerful. It was unbelievable. I loved it. You may hate it. You may have gone to see it and hated it. I thought it was astounding. And I'll have a review of that, and we'll talk more about that on the show Monday. From New Orleans, Larry, welcome to our show.
Yes, Scoot, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I don't think President Trump is directly responsible for what's happening in New Zealand, but I think he's indirectly responsible. I think he incited people to do things. If you remember back during the Civil Rights Movement, Martin Luther King got arrested for inciting people to do things. And this is what Trump is doing to people in America now. He's losing his base on Republicans because Republicans are beginning to see he's full of smoke. He's full of smoke. He's embarrassing our country. And
well,
he's losing support from the Republicans also.
Well, he has a lot of support among Republicans in this country, and when you think about it, Larry, his support is still, I would say, it's still pretty strong for a president at this point in his first term. The president's support is still, I would say, rather strong. But you know, the final chapters have yet to be written. In the minds of many, he's perfect. Even if he's not perfect, he is like the perfect answer for America. In the minds of many, he's a disaster. It's always been that way, where we have some people who love the president, some people who hate the president. It's always been that way. However, it seems to be more divided by hate. It seems to be more driven by the divide seems to be more driven by hate today on both sides than ever before. From Picayune, Ethan, welcome to WWL.
Hey, Scoot. I hope you're feeling better. I've been praying for you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that very much.
Yeah. Man, I'm calling, you know, all this outrage, you know, justifiably about the murders of the Muslims in New Zealand. But how come it wasn't reported by the media that on March 11th, there was 23 Christians shot and hacked to death by Muslims in Nigeria? And actually, in March 4th, there was two Muslim women that were stopped outside of a Christian church with bombs strapped to their bodies that were trying to get in. And they ended up blowing themselves up outside the church. And that's the hypocrisy of it all. It's for some reason, that gets glossed over by the media. You know, the media doesn't talk about that because they don't want to insult Islam. Well, screw that. You know,
well, I can't speak for the rest of the media, but I think I'm fairly open on this show about criticism.
Yeah, you are.
But I will tell you, Ethan, though, that you know, whenever you have a majority and Christians would be the majority. This is unfair, but this is the reality. When there is a majority, when the majority is hurt, it doesn't fit the same narrative as when a minority is hurt. And that goes for religion, it goes for politics, it goes for race, it goes for everything. And I'm not saying that's fair, but I think that's a human tendency. And so maybe, you know, you and I need to be more aware of that possibility, because, you know, yes, maybe the media should have reported those things, but that, going back to what makes news, that isn't as big a news story as the news story in New Zealand with 49 killed at the hands of apparently people driven by white nationalism.
Well, I'm sure that the relatives of those 23 people would beg to differ.
Well, of course, you know? Of course. Yeah, of
you
course.
Know, I mean, because what, being shot, and look, shooting someone, you're detaching yourself from it. I mean, you're still doing something wrong. But to hack somebody with a machete, that's a slow
it is. It's more. It's it. It you're right. Killing somebody with a gun is less personal than hacking somebody, right, or because right. You don't have to touch the body.
Right. You don't get the blood splattered on you. You don't. You know. You don't. You know. Hey, and just one other thing. You know, all these actors and actresses and all these people that are bashing Trump now. Well, just a couple of years before he ran, they were standing in line to get into his New Year's Eve party.
Oh, sure.
You know, and he's got pictures with you know, all these black leaders, Muhammad Ali and, you know, Louis Farrakhan. He's got pictures with all of them. So if they really thought that he was a racist, so what's the deal? Did they sell out?
Well, I don't know if he, I don't know if at the time, you know, when you run for office, and you know, the moment President Trump started running for office, he became a politician, even though he was technically not a politician. He in reality became a politician, and in doing so, he pronounced what he stands for. Does he really stand for those things, or does he say those things because that's what's going to help get him elected? We can look back on every presidential campaign, including the campaign of Donald Trump, and see that they say a lot of things that will simply get them elected. Do they really believe it? There's a lot of contradiction with Donald Trump today and Donald Trump in the past, but people do change. And maybe Donald Trump has changed, and maybe he does believe everything that he's saying at this point. I've got a text here that says, did Obama ever call out black hate groups? Did he ever denounce Farrakhan? No, I didn't think so. You know, I don't think Obama did that. And I remember being critical of President Obama for those kinds of things. But Obama's not president any longer. So we're talking about Trump because he is president. I don't mind bringing up Obama on occasion because it does point out hypocrisy. And sometimes I bring it up. But, you know, yeah, I mean, in the same way that some people are critical of Trump, there was criticism of Barack Obama for not being more critical of groups that some people think he should have been critical of. So again, where does this leave us? This leaves us with the sanity of those of us who live right here in the middle, the radical moderates, the crazy centrists, those of us who really decide elections. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.